Louis, well, I guess I have to start with what went wrong for your side today.
To be fair, I think 4-0 probably flatters them. In general play, it was good. We passed the ball around probably better than they did, if I'm honest, but they're very good in the penalty box, and unfortunately we weren't today. The man in the middle, you can't legislate for some of the things that went on and went unnoticed, but credit to Taunton, they're very, very good at what they do. They're a big physical side that win things, put balls in the box, miss out their midfield very well, go and pick up the seconds, but it's the cute stuff off the ball that they're very good at, and we've been done today.
Concerned with how sort of simple it felt the goals were, when there were a number of tap-ins, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the big fella's not moved from the central pitch, part of the pitch. He's not moved in the six-yard box. It's fell to him and he's tapped it in. And credit to them. There's no mistake. They know what they're doing. We spoke about it before the game. We wanted to pick up the second balls, compete for the first balls. We wanted to clear our lines. And today it didn't quite happen. We're okay. We're pretty. But, today was just probably a bridge too far and we've been taught a lesson.
Yeah, what can your team learn from today?
A team can learn to do what we ask them to do. No, I'm not joking. Bless them. They just didn't have enough about them today. They're a young group, but we don't want to use that as an excuse. We won't look at excuses. We've got to learn to clear our lines. We've got to learn to compete. And when you're getting tugged, you have to go over. It's no point being brave. There's no point standing up because ultimately they've gone through and scored their second goal from a foul. It's just unfortunate. We've got to learn to do those things. And if we can learn off anybody, then it's definitely Taunton. You know, we'll watch the video back and we'll look how they operate themselves on the pitch, and we'll look to copy them.
Yeah, it's one of those. And then a few chances at the end, it just didn't quite go your way in front of goal.
No, it didn't. I think, credit to the lads. They kept plugging away. I mean, the game's dead at 4-0. We all know that. But it could turn to 5, 6 or 7 if you're not careful. But we posed a threat. Sherb's done very well. He's had a one-on-one saved. We've had the header cleared off the line. We've had the header saved again. And we just weren't... It didn't fall to us, obviously, in either box, if I'm honest. But, it's just one of those things. We've got to move on from it.
Do you think we've seen the side that will win the league today?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Absolutely. That's we've had three really, really good games with them, and today we just didn't quite match up with them. We were unfortunate with one or two things we had to change as a group because of illness, but... we've got a good enough squad we thought that could cope with it, so we went with it. That team's going to win the league, there's no doubt about it. They're a strong side, and like I say, early on in the year, we had three really great games with them, and we were a bit disappointed we couldn't give them one today.
Your club has made clear that an approach has been made from National League South side for Craig Feeney. What is the latest with that?
Feeney has had a couple of approaches this year and turned them down. He's happy where he is. I mean, I'll let him talk for himself, obviously, but we're open for people putting offers in or seven-day approaches in as much as they like, as long as it's through the right channels. There are some clubs out there that operate correctly and there's some that operate incorrectly. So, unfortunately, we've had a few of them this week. It may have unsettled a few, it may not. No excuses on that front, but, Feeney can clarify themselves from a club's point of view. We don't believe he'll go anywhere. We think he's going to remain with us for the season. He's a loyal chap, and I'll probably go on record saying that I don't think we'll lose him.
Just finally, Tuesday night, Poulton Rovers, what challenge will they pose you?
A good challenge. Everybody's a challenge in this league, realistically. They've had a good result at home to Winchester. So I think that, they'll come here hoping to get something, because we'll be smarting over the Christmas period. We've not really had the results that we'd have asked for or we'd have wanted. So, they'll come confident, no doubt, and we've just got to try and wrestle ourselves back and learn from mistakes from day against Taunton.